This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick. Tomorrow, the second biggest city in the U.S., that would be Los Angeles, holds a primary election. The ballot will determine which two finalists will enter a runoff election in mid-May to determine who faces a Republican in November to be mayor. In most places, big city politics can be pretty exciting, but not so much in Los Angeles. Day to Day's Karen Grigsby Bates tries to find out why.
The current jockeying among five Democrats to face one Republican in Los Angeles' mayoral election this fall looks a lot like the kindergarten game of musical chairs. The primary between three of the five candidates is so close, it's anybody's guess who will end up in the mayor's chair after the voting stops. Despite that, most LA voters consider tomorrow's election about as exciting as a mayonnaise sandwich. Elizabeth Garrett of the USC Caltech Center for Law and Politics says what appears to be indifference could be something else.
Part of it is, I think, that we've just had a lot of elections here in Los Angeles lately. If you think about the last year and a half, we've had a recall election, we've had presidential primaries, we've had the November election. It looks like we're going to have a special election in November. So I think that there's a little bit of voter fatigue going on. And I think for whatever reason, these candidates haven't been able to really spark voters' attention and enthusiasm.
People are indeed tired of elections, but there actually are some pretty interesting things happening beneath the surface of this race. For one thing, the bare-knuckle political tactics so familiar in places like New York and Chicago are finally taking hold. In this race's final days, Mayor Jim Hahn, so bland in aspect he's sometimes nicknamed Mayor Yawn, has finally elected to go negative, something he was advised to do early on. A new Hahn commercial slams Bob Hertzberg and Antonio Villaraigosa, with whom the mayor is running in a statistical dead heat.
But Hertzberg secretly worked with Enron to bail Enron out, and Villaraigosa backed Enron's deregulation bill.
In fact, records show they and Hahn took Enron campaign contributions at one point or another. To counter Hahn's charges, both challengers hit back immediately with ads that point out Hahn's vulnerabilities.
I'm Bob Hertzberg, and that's just wrong. Another Jim Hahn excuse. Like Jim Hahn saying a mayor can't do anything to fix our schools. Or that we need a tax increase to hire more police.
Hahn counters that improved schools and more cops cost money, which has to be there first before those quality of life issues can be addressed. Another interesting twist in this race is the fact that there are two Latino mayoral candidates, something Rafe Sonnenschein, a professor of political science at Cal State Fullerton, says may be the start of a future tradition.
There may always be two Latino candidates because the Latino community is so big now. It's now a quarter of the vote that it makes sense that it can generate two candidates per election. But the odds are only one will really be a factor.
City Councilman Antonio Villaraigosa won significantly more votes than fellow Latino State Senator Richard Alarcon. Some fear he will only be interested in serving Latino L.A., so Villaraigosa's commercials are an invitation to inclusion.
Whether it's attracting new industries and good jobs, hiring more police, or reducing class size, we've got to work together and build consensus, and that starts by regaining people's trust.
Gaining the trust of the city's African-American voters will be essential for everyone except Bob Hertzberg. He's considered suspect by many black voters. His early effort to dismantle the school system is largely seen by them as an attempt to create a smaller, whiter school system in his district. In 2001, Jim Hahn was the majority of black voters' choice. He's the son of a beloved politician who paid careful attention to L.A.'s black communities. But Hahn lost traction there these past few years for not reappointing Bernard Parks, who is black, to a second term as police chief. Now Parks is one of his challengers.
I'm Bernard Parks, and I want to be your mayor.
At this point, black support is split. And it's not just between Parks and Hahn. Villaraigosa figures in as well. As the Latino population swells, the city's blacks are faced with an interesting choice. Rafe Sonnenschein.
There is a lot of concern in the African-American community about the rise of Latinos and what appears to be the displacement of African-Americans in local politics. There's no question about that. However, I also think that African-American voters will vote for a Latino candidate.
And in fact, recently, a group of black clergy and civil rights leaders set a precedent when they announced their dual support for Parks and Villaraigosa. The shifting of these ethnic tectonic plates will eventually rumble beyond Los Angeles. And that, says USC's Elizabeth Garrett, is why not only Angelenos, but people in other large American cities ought to be paying attention to what happens in L.A. tomorrow.
How a very diverse community deals with difficult questions of law enforcement, of security, of education, of health care. These are issues we deal with today. They're issues that the rest of the country will be dealing with in the next few years.
Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News, Los Angeles.